Neil Gibson, Prestatyn 4. Well, sorry, I'm going to repeat that. Carnarvon 1, Prestatyn 4. You've just taken your second scalp from the Welsh Premier League in the MG Cup. So go on, run us through the game.
Well, we were really looking forward to the fixture. Obviously, I've got a huge amount of respect for what Urs is doing and what everyone at Carnarvon are doing. I thought they were fantastic last season and a breath of fresh air to the Welsh Premier League. I think they're fantastic again this season, so we knew we'd have our work cut out if we were going to get something from the game. Now, we knew how we'd have to play, and we'd have to play at high tempo, but we also backed ourselves that we feel we've got some good players at this football club. And I think the lads, you know, sort of felt that the performance on Saturday against Port Maddock wasn't what we would hope and what we set our standards at. So we were looking forward to tonight to put that right and prove them wrong. And, you know, we've been very clinical at times tonight, and, you know, at other times we could have scored more goals, but we have to take huge amount of pride in beating Carnarvon on their own patch, because obviously I don't think many teams will do that. You know, they've got a vociferous crowd, you know, the players you know, play at extreme high levels of energy and fitness, and, you know, they fight for the cause. And even at 2-0, when they get the goals to bring it back to 2-1, even though they're down to 10 men, you think to yourself, well, you know, they're going to be, if they get the next goal, this game could go either way. But credit to our lads, we were resilient from that and got the third goal, and then we looked like we were going to run out comfortable at that stage.
Thank you, Neil. Can I just ask, you know, we go into the Bangor game now on Friday. Can you just have a few words on that?
Yeah, well, I've watched Bangor on two occasions already in the last couple of weeks, so it's a difficult one because they've got a lot of players that are new to the league, a lot of unknowns in their team, lots of good technical ability and technical quality players, so they're going to be a very difficult challenge for us. But obviously, Prestatyn against Bangor is a fixture that we always look at, and you know, I've been involved in them both as a player and as a manager, and they've been some fantastic fixtures over the years, and I'm sure Prestatyn v Bangor never seems to disappoint. And on Friday night, we've got to make sure that we bring the level of performance we had today back to obviously a home fixture against Bangor, which is what we all look forward to. So we know we're going to have to be at our best and play to that level if we're going to beat Bangor on Friday night. But we're enjoying winning games of football, and at the moment in time, you know, we've played, I think, 11 games in all competitions so far and won 10. And we still feel there's room for this team to improve. So we've got to look at that and be quite proud of what we've achieved so far, but understand that, you know, it's going to take, we've got to ensure that it takes someone to do something special to beat us, and that's a feeling we take into Friday night.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask you one last question. Next round of the Nathaniel MG Cup, home or away, what draw do you want?
We always want a home tie. So I'm not certain what the other results have been like this evening. I know that Bangor were running TNS quite close by all accounts from the word we were getting on the sideline. You know, like I say, it's an old adage and everybody says it, but I think it's just about, if you get a home tie in the next round, you'll be happy with that, and then hopefully you back yourself on the night to go and give whoever it is that you're playing against a good test.
Thank you, Neil. All the best for Friday.